The Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph is discussing the Braisa that says on Lamed Hamud Beis that Arayas and Shnias do not have a Knas. If a person is Ma'anas and Ever Shnia, there's no Din Knas. The Gemara says, what does Shnias mean? What is Shnias referring to? Elam, if you're going to tell me that Shnias means Min Divrei Seferim, in other words, those Arayas that Chachamim added on, then Mid Arayas are not Arayas and only Mid Arbanim, they're Arayas. It can't be, because given the Arayas Chazilei, Amayin L'Knas. If midaraisa this isha is midaraisa, midaraisa there's no way. So it's only also midarabana, and then about it there wouldn't be a din kenas over here. So Gemara goes on to say a different shot on what shnius means. So it's mafur from the Gemara that if a isha is only asur midarabana, there would not be a din of a kenas. So in fact the shita akasha that luchay this is a tzarchin from Rashi shita in the beginning of the parak. Rashi in the beginning of the parak learns that nisina is an isha which is only also midarabana. So Rashi says that nisina David gaza alem. David was gaza and them that they're also love b'kahal. And Nisina, even though the Mishnah says that Nisina has a Knas, but there's one Madam in the Gemara over there in Amabez that Nisina does not have Knas because she's not Ruya Lakaima. So even though Nisina is only also Midarabanan, still we see the Gemara says that Lufi one Madam there will not be a Knas because she's not Ruya Lakaima. So why are Shnias any different? Why can't you say that it's Shnia also, even though it's only also Midarabanan, there's no Knas because it's not Ruya Lakaima? Why is it Pasha the Gemara over here that Shnia would have Knas because Midarash she's Mutter, and yet by Nisina, the Gemara says that she would not have a knas because midarabanan it's not really l'kaima, and the Shita says that Rashi over here really bavards us with l'shana hazav b'chay Rashi's l'shitasa based on how we learned before the nesinim is davar gazalem. He had to say this pshat over here. Rashi's lashon is that over here on the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph by the Maskel Shnias he says shegazu chachamim al shnias lahen laharchek min avera chachamim gezer and shnias laharchek min avera kagan emimai b'chule. So Rashi sticks in these words over here, L'harchik min aver. The regards on Shias, L'harchik min aver. So why does Rashi need to say L'harchik min aver? Rashi is giving a tam, and that being that the whole reason is L'harchik min aver, therefore there would not be a din of Eino or L'kaima, and therefore there would not be a, therefore over here there would be a knas, even though by Nesina there, Taka is Eino or L'kaima, there won't be a knas, because over there it's not L'harchik min aver. That's the chiluk that the Shita says, Rashi is coming to answer. And the problem is, what is the pshat in this chilek? Who cares what the reason of this is? If it's laharchik or a different reason, at the end of the day, they're all similar to Rabbanan. Why should there be a chilek? They should both be considered anywhere l'kaim. And this kash is asked by the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Nar Besula, Perek Aleph, Allah Hehei, all the way to the end of long Mishnah Melech. He brings this shita, his pshat in Rashi, and he says, L'mat matzasi l'tam v'l'reach b'chilek zeh. I did not find any time of reach in this chilek. In other words, I hear the shita saying a chilek, but it's not mechalek. I don't hear the swar. What's the swar to mechalek between whether it's laharchik min aveira or not? And I was thinking that perhaps the pshat and the shita pshat Rashi could be like this. It does a yisaidistik a chilek between the iser shnia and the iser of nesina. By the iser nesina, they put a chalois psul on the isha. They made her into a chepta of an erva or a chepta of chayavi lavin. They said that this isha is asur love of, but she's also love of a kahal. There's an issa on her. The isha herself becomes a chefza di surah, just like mamzeres is asur. The isha herself is asur. Nisina also they put a psul on the isha. She herself is asur. Mamzeres and nisina is one category. Midrabanan they gave her a din of a mamzeres, and she's also love of a kahal. Mashenken by shnius Rashi is being mechadish. Shnius is a whole different yisaid of an issa. It's not the pshat that they put a chalois psul on the isha. They didn't say she's an erva midrabanan. They didn't put it. They didn't make her into a chefza of isha asura. They just said that you're not allowed to marry this isha laharchik as adam and avera. Don't marry her because maybe you're going to come to marry a real erva. But they didn't put any psul on the isha. The isha herself is mutter. Even midrabanan she's mutter. They just said not to do it. It's more of an issa on the gavra not to marry her in order that you shouldn't come to be machik min avera. So by nesina the pshat is they made a. They made her a chafetz of an isha asura. Meshenken by shniya, the isha herself is not a chafetz of the isura. She is just the isha on the gavah laharchik is adam and aver. Meila could be the Rashi held. This is what the shita means that to be considered enuray l'kaima, then midarban also is considered enuray l'kaima. But it has to be that the isha herself is enuray l'kaima. There's a psul in the isha. This is an isha asura. Then it's enuray l'kaima. But if the isha herself is mutter, it's only a gzer on the adam laharchik min aver. That would not be considered enuray l'kaima, and therefore nesina is enuray l'kaima because they passed her midarbanon. They made her into isha asur midarbanon. Masha enken by shnias, being that it's only midarbanon, they didn't put a psul in the isha. That would be considered enuray l'kaima. And I found Baruch Hashem that Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita says this chilek in his shiurim on the third paragraph of Ksubis in the beginning. And Daf Chavtas, Imam says came this vart that the chilek is whether they put a shame erva on her or not. He says the by Nesina, they gave a din erva or a din erva of chayvei lavin. Mashenken over here, they didn't put in this erva, they just put it on the gavra, l'harchik min aveira, and therefore that would be considered re'uya l'kaima.